Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 66. My name is John. So there's problems in your life. That's fucked up, but you're not blind. You're just see-through faded, overrated, and out of your mind. This is one of those topics where if I didn't think I had a really good point to make, I would ignore the inanity and write about something, anything else. This is one of those topics where you hear someone say something dumb, or at least ill-conceived, but the reaction from the media is asinine. So, there's this little pop singer named Ariana Grande. I don't know if I've ever heard any of her music. If I did, I couldn't tell you. My wife listens to crap like Maroon 5 and Taylor Swift, so I wouldn't be surprised if one afternoon, while I'm stuck in a car where my wife has control of the radio, I might have heard one of Grande's songs. She looks like she should still be in high school, so I'm not expecting brilliant, cohesive commentary to come out of her mouth to begin with. I'm not even expecting Jon Stewart level of commentary. Full disclosure, I've never watched Jon Stewart's show because I saw him years before when he was still doing stand-up, and I found him to be vapid. So I never really cared for his commentary shtick. But anyway, I remember being as young as Grande, and I'm sure the education system has gotten far worse since I was in it. I don't expect someone of her age to say something insightful. I expect someone of her age to regurgitate the same garbage the rest of the herd spew. So, what were her words that sent the media into a frenzy? What the fuck is that? I hate Americans. I hate America. The next day, all I hear and read about is Ariana Grande hates America. It almost makes me wonder what the politicians were doing that the media missed because they were focusing on this kid. So let me dissect this. First off, Gina, my wife, and I have an inside joke. I started it, and now she uses it. Whenever a person or people do something that pisses me off, I say, I hate people. Of course, Gina would then say, hey, I'm people, and I would then have to tell her that she's the exception. Do you really think I hate every human being on the face of the earth with the exception of my wife? Of course not. So, to the media, and all the people out there on social media who tweeted and posted their anger towards Ariana Grande and started up anti-Grande pages, it's called hyperbole. People say things purposefully over the top in order to drive home a point or goad other people into a response. Get the fuck over it. To be honest, a bunch of people who turn to social media to attack someone for a silly, irrelevant comment are the ones who make me say, I hate people. Grande's knee-jerk reaction is actually the least important thing in this entire situation. I'll get to the big problem in a little bit. The big-ish problem was she and her boy toy walking around the donut shop where she made her comment, and they were licking the donuts. that's just gross. I don't care that it was probably just a tiny little touch of the tongue. It's unsanitary, and it's unfortunate that the owner or employees didn't see them do it and throw them out before she saw what set her off on her little rant. Which, I guess if you don't already know, I should tell you about what set her off. See, she had been going through the donut shop, looking at all the donuts and licking some too with her boy toy. There were two other friends there, but they didn't seem to partake in the licking. So, dozens, if not hundreds of donuts of various flavors surrounded them. However, when an employee brings out a tray that includes a giant donut on it, that's what set off Grande. She took one look at it and said, "What the fuck is that? I hate Americans. I hate America." One really big donut. That's what did it. Not the dozens, if not hundreds, of regular-sized donuts that they perused and possibly licked throughout the rest of the store. All these regular-sized deep-fried sugar bombs around her, and improperly tasting them is all A-OK in her mind. But how dare they put one really big donut out? No, that's it. That's where I'm gonna draw the fucking line. I hate America because of a big donut. Now, I know, I'd just been a few moments defending her words, however poorly thought out they were, so why am I starting to get pissed? Ah, here's the rest of the story. Soon after she started getting trashed in the media, she decided to release an apology. She said, quote, "I'm extremely proud to be an American, and I've always made it clear that I love my country. As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me, and I sometimes get upset by how freely we, as Americans, eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences that it has on our health and society as a whole." End quote. Sometimes, you just need to quit while you're ahead. Or, in this case, quit before you dig an even deeper hole than the one you've already put yourself in. If you're such a staunch advocate for healthy living, you won't be spreading your unsanitary mouth germs by licking donuts that someone else may unwittingly eat. Much less even being in the motherfucking donut shop to begin with. You didn't have a problem with all those regular-sized donuts sitting around in the store. It never occurs to you that a person can eat, say, half a dozen of those in a morning at work in a foolish attempt to bring a little bit of sweetness and fleeting happiness to a shitty, stressful work environment where highly touted new computer programs malfunction and end up more than tripling your workload that frustrates you to no ends. Look, just don't judge me. Where was I? Oh, yes. Don't be all high and mighty about healthy living when you're the one spreading your germs. Don't be in a donut shop if you're going to tout a healthy lifestyle. What the hell do you think is going to happen with that really big donut? Do you really think one person is going to buy it and eat the entire thing at one sitting? That is highly unlikely. It's much more likely that it'll be divided up among people, or even if one person does eat it, it'll last a couple of days. But that's not what really pisses me off. Sure, it gets my blood boiling a little bit, as you can obviously see. No, it's the latter part of the apology that sends me into the stratosphere. Let me read that second part again. As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me, and I sometimes get upset by how freely we, as Americans, eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences that it has on our health and society as a whole. I'll rip this up as I go along here, but if you want me to boil it down to the essence of what gets me so angry with this, it's not her thoughtless hyperbole, no, not at all. It's not the donut licking per se, even though that is disgusting. It's those two simple words in her apology. Our health. You've fallen into the brainwash trap that every other collectivist disciple has mindlessly wandered into. There is no our health, because there is no us. Now, see, this is the part where, as pissed off as I get reading over her statement, there's a side of me that wants to take it easy on the kid. Because she is still just a kid. She's probably heard all the statistics, or at least all the ones that are skewed towards what the collectivists want her and us to hear. She's been told that there's an obesity epidemic in the United States. Between her personal trainer and all the practice that goes into putting on a show for her fans, less and less of which has to do with actual singing these days in popular music, she's probably in pretty good shape, and so is her boy toy, who I understand is one of her backup dancers. So she's surrounded with what current society considers attractive and ideal. And she has to conform to those standards lest she fall from grace in the eyes of the megacorporations who fund her life and end up out of the public eye with a quickly dwindling fortune. So when she does something really stupid, like, oh, I don't know, lick unpurchased donuts and proclaim she hates America, she has to do something to show that she's misunderstood and one of the good guys. She has to show that she's someone who really cares. Somebody who, yeah, you really do want to spend your money on. And in her collectivist world, better way than to explain the reason why I said such a stupid thing in haste is because I saw this really big donut, and I thought of all you dumb people out there who would eat it, and obviously you would only eat it because you're really, really dumb and really, really fat. And there's just so damn many of you really, really dumb fat people out there that it's straining our burgeoning collectivist utopia. Now, you really, really dumb fat people aren't smart enough to go and become a famous pop star like me, so you can't or won't go out and get yourself a personal trainer like I did. And you can't or won't go out and get yourself agents and assistants and toadies and sycophants who cater to my physical needs so I can continue to be a pop star. So I have to chide you for daring to give this donut shop owner the idea that cooking a really, really big donut is a good idea. You really, really fat, dumb people who eat really, really big donuts are ruining it for everyone. And by everyone, I mean me, because you make me want to say really, really thoughtless things. At least that's my interpretation of someone who is so immersed in collectivist culture that she is appalled by an oversized donut. At this point, I would really like to say, I recently spent some time in Portland, Oregon, and I had Voodoo Donuts, which I think are the best yeast donuts I've ever had. And I understand that they'll be opening a location in Austin, Texas soon, so I will definitely be driving up there. For cake donuts, hands down, the best I've ever had are on the East Coast at Duck Donuts. So if you're in North Carolina, Virginia, or New Jersey, you should look them up and definitely give them a try. By the way, every place I went to in Oregon had perfectly cooked bacon. Not a single piece had any of that undercooked fatty part, nor any so overcooked it started to burn. It was just the right balance of crispy but not brittle, and chewy but not leathery. I've tried cooking bacon on the griddle, in the oven, even in the microwave, and I can't get it close to that kind of perfection. I'm thinking maybe it was deep fried. That's my best guess that I got. If anybody knows the secret of how they do it in Oregon, please tweet me. Seriously. As you can tell, I'm really getting hungry. Not oversized donut hungry, but definitely hungry for a couple of unlicked donuts. Okay. Broken record time. And yes, I'm old enough to understand what the phrase broken record means. Socialism could work. I hope my libertarian friends are still with me. No, I haven't changed my mind about it. But if a group of people got together and all agreed that they would share their resources and their earnings equally and aid each other as needed, and everyone freely gave themselves over to the rules because they all thought it was a really good idea, and if anyone changed their minds, they would be allowed to leave, then yes, I think socialism could work. But that's not the way it happens, is it? What really happens is a group of people gets together and all agree that they will share their resources and their earnings equally and aid each other as needed. Then things go well before the egos really start to kick in. And they say to each other, "This works so well for us, it's gonna work well for everyone." And of course, more people in the group means more collective resources. So they go around and they tell as many people as they can about their great plan. But they run across people like me, who have done most of it on their own and have things reasonably well in hand and are turned off by the idea of surrendering my earnings to a group who may or may not have my best interests at heart. So the group realizes that they can't persuade as many people as they want to follow them. Now let's be honest, if they really believed their way was best, they would just continue on and let their example be what persuades others to join their collective. But this insistence that their way is superior turns into this mad desire to force others into following their way in order to prove how smart their plan is. It's a tale as old as humanity. Whether it's early man thinking, "I'm the biggest and strongest, so I'll lead, and if anybody challenges me, I'll beat them to death." Or modern man saying, "From each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs." There's strength in numbers. Might makes right. Majority beats minority. do what we smarter people tell you, or be eliminated. Just because it's a different band doesn't mean it's a different song. I saw a pro-union bumper sticker on a truck this afternoon. That's great if you decide you want to be part of a union. But what if you don't? You're shit out of luck. You'll likely be forced to be part of it if you want the job. For that matter, what if you don't want to be forced to purchase a good or service you don't think you need? Again, the individual freedom and personal responsibility that we used to cherish in the United States is long gone. Now, you do have to purchase a good that you may not believe you need. Certainly, health care is something very important in life. You want to be able to afford medical service for anything that comes up. I'm not sure insurance is the best way to retain affordable services, but it is, of course, the mainstream way. In fact, it's so mainstream that now the government has made it mandatory. That means you have to join the healthcare insurance collective, or else the government will punish you. Now, why are we painted into this corner of mandating health insurance? Well, first the government mandated that certain businesses provide it to their workers. Since it was just given as part of their earnings, the vast majority failed to become well-versed in the benefit. Now, a couple of generations later, it's just assumed that it will be provided, and if it's not, there are very few laymen knowledgeable about it. Coupled with the fact that government regulation has made it convoluted and less competitive, so it's impossible for the industry to keep prices low, especially for someone who doesn't get it provided via a job. This is the next puzzle piece. These collectivists get together with an idea that's great for them when they all agree on it, but then they force their ideas on others via government. But as they annex all these people into their collective, they now have people who don't agree with their scheme. So how do they keep people in line? Bureaucracy. Of course, maintaining that bureaucracy requires even more funding than their schemes originally promised. So they're more than happy to, as part of the bureaucracy, take whatever earnings and resources from the people to keep the scheme going. And yes, I bring up healthcare specifically because isn't that really tied directly into Ariana Grande's comment? When you have a collective that forces you to be tied into the healthcare of over 300 million other people, it's only natural for the sheep to believe that it's not my health or your health that is at risk from eating a big donut. Rather, it's our health. Because if you eat that big donut and get sick and need treatment, then I have to pay for part of it because I'm part of the health insurance collective. I talked about this a couple of years ago already in the podcast, but I had a similar discussion about healthcare with a liberal friend of mine at an Indian food buffet. She was talking about how we're only good people if we're offering free healthcare, and By free, she means somebody else besides her paying for it. So, I point out that I'm a chubby guy having all-you-can-eat naan, and if I continue to eat like a pig and maintain my obesity and have a heart attack, should you be liable for my medical bill? No. It's my problem that I created for myself. By the way, I've increased my vegetable intake and decreased my processed food intake, and I've lost about 20 pounds and 2 inches off my waistline so far. Not that it's important to the conversation, I just wanted to brag a little bit. Anyway, conveniently for me at the same time, a woman smoking a cigarette passed by the window at the restaurant. I then asked if this woman continues to voluntarily smoke and get cancer and needs very expensive treatment, should we be liable for her medical bill? No, it's her problem that she created for herself. But you want compassion? Fine. Be compassionate. If you see people in need of medical attention and you want to help, give of your time and or money to help. If you think I should help, explain the situation, but let me make up my mind whether or not I want to help. Don't force me to do it. We are facing the danger of generations under collectivism, thinking that healthcare is a right. It's not. It's a good that you must procure for yourself to the best of your ability. If healthcare were a right, then the government wouldn't be offering different levels of coverage. If healthcare were a right, government would be sure everyone had it equally. Government's own actions prove they are wrong in their approach. Their rhetoric, however, is another story. They've convinced people that their intentions are good. It doesn't matter if they destroy your freedom in the process. It doesn't matter that they further cripple an industry with their latest round of bureaucracy. All that matters is blinding people to the facts and playing on our emotions. That's why people think there is our health, because of the collectivist notion that we must all succeed or fail together. And when it comes to their schemes, since they always involve force, the group will always fail, and they will take the ones they force into their collective down with them. We are not all in this together. If we were all in this together, we wouldn't be punishing success with higher taxation. If we were all in this together, we wouldn't be sacrificing the income of younger, healthier people to pay for health insurance of the elderly. If we were all in this together, people with unpopular opinions would be allowed to speak their minds in a public forum without fear. When you have that kind of mindset, that it is our health, our salvation, or when you think that a village is needed to raise a child, you wrongfully empower people to think they have the right to interfere in the private business of others. It can't be a group effort if part of the group forces the involuntary sacrifice of another part of the group. No matter how you look at it, the entire collectivist theory is as ridiculous as an ignorant pop starlet licking an unpurchased donut. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.